make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Oh. Hey, welcome in to Purple Daily, the only show in America, along with Mackie and Judd, that actually keeps track of our predictions, holds each other accountable. We're kind of in the dead period here of the NFL schedule, and so not a lot of things are coming off the board. But I'll tell you, like, I think there's some people wondering, like, is there a payoff? Like, when the season starts, we're going to have things flying off the board left and right in the accountability session. But Write That Down and Purple Daily, presented in part by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. How are you guys feeling here during the football doldrums? Do you feel like you're wandering through a football desert just looking for that bottle of water, that bottle of, I don't know,
I feel
Gatorade,
like,
whatever they drink on the sidelines?
It feels like a layover at an airport. Like, this is that, like, true dead off season of the NFL. Like, there's that little gap, you know, between Super Bowl and draft, and also draft and minicamp. But this is really, I think, like, the truest form of nothing for, like, the next few weeks. And it does feel like I'm at an airport drinking $13 beers just waiting for my football to start again.
See, my thirst is still quenched here, and here's why. The camp was just last week, and so, like, I'm still dealing off the contact high of last week's camp, but where it'll get a little bit football sad, 4th of July or so, right? Because, like, then it's like, okay, there's not been a camp for a while. You're still weeks away. So, like, I'm still going off what I saw in the 2 days when the Vikings had their mini camp in Eagan. But, you know, in a couple weeks, I'll be ready. I'll be ready for some football.
You know, okay, this morning I'm flipping around, you know, just getting some early morning work in, and oftentimes I'll flip over to NFL Network. So there's a couple shows, like national shows, that I just like to catch up on in the morning. Our guy Greeny on Get Up. Greeny's been a friend of Mackie and Judd. He comes on. We test drive new segments with him. He then takes him to the major leagues on ESPN. It's been a blast, right? So I'll check out on Greeny. And then I love Good Morning Football. It's just like the most appropriately named show in the history of TV. And this morning they were running like – it wasn't on. They were running like some other programming morning, and I'm thinking, man, you guys just take days off. You take days off. This is Purple. This is Purple Daily. This is Purple Daily.
And we're every day, right?
We're 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Most of the time, I think we miss like 5 days over the course of a year. But
not bad.
Anyways, here's how Write That Down works: 3 Vikings or football related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And listeners, if you guys want to participate, like Aaron is about to hear in a couple minutes, you can send us a message through the brand new Score North app. It's fully redone. It's a central hub for everything we do here at Score North. And you can click on, just at the bottom, you can tap on the feedback tab and send Declan a note, because he's most likely to just be responsible and, like, get you scheduled.
Yeah.
If you just want to get ghosted, Judd is your best option through that.
Portal. I will.
He'll respond on Twitter.
Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, boys, let's get to – so we don't have anything that came off the board from an accountability standpoint. But I do have a few highlighted predictions that are still on the board that are worth at least asking everybody about. Starting with Judd. Judd, you've got the Vikings signing Geno Atkins this offseason. Did Sheldon Richardson signing basically negate this?
Yeah, I'd be comfortable if you actually took this off the board.
I know it's not up yet,
but they're not going to sign him as well. So, yes, I think that one's going to – I picked the wrong guy to predict. Let's just say that.
That's fair. Your premise was correct. You also have the Broncos. You have just a bunch of Vic Fangio angst. You have the Broncos firing Vic Fangio
by the end
of the season.
In fact, I love it.
What's all your hate against Vic Fangio?
It's not hate. It's a football-y football guy who's going to meet his football demise.
He's got 2 great quarterbacks in the room right now in Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know what you're hating him so much.
Another reason why he's not going to make it.
He's also about to have Aaron Rodgers in like 3 weeks.
So well, then he might make it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've got Eric Bieniemy taking over for Mike Zimmer before the start of the 2022 league year. And rest assured, if this team underachieves, I feel very confident about this switch taking place.
Are you torn, though? Because, you know, it's clearly more fun and you're a Vikings fan.
Yeah, I'm not.
So
I mean,
you want the success. So are you a little bit torn? Because this could be right, but you're going to have the Vikings miss the playoffs or at the very least get bounced in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not rooting for this. Excuse okay. me. I'm not rooting for this demise to take place. But like the reality is, if they don't at least get to the playoffs and maybe win a playoff game, this is Eric Bieniemy is going to get hired by somebody. He's got Minnesota. Can use Adrian Peterson's running backs coach. Offensive minded guy makes some sense. I also said the Vikings would either restructure Kirk Cousins' contract or trade him by July 1st. And damn it, I have, let's see here, 8 or 9 days still until this deadline hits. And so there could still be a restructure of Kirk Cousins' contract.
You could take it off the board along with my Atkins prediction.
Listeners, Kyle said the Vikings will win the coin toss in week one against the Bengals. How you guys feeling about that?
I love this prediction. I never would have thought of this one, and it's actually a good one.
It's so good.
It really is.
Judd, you've done for ScoreNorth.com, you've done the mock schedules, you've done mock drafts. Could you do a mock coin toss?
Mock coin toss? You
all 17
could.
Games?
You absolutely could. And in fact, you'll even get some right.
Oh, imagine those people that do mock coin toss articles. I can hear the haters now.
Yeah, you'd have to mock, did they call heads or tails?
And then did they
win or not?
Yeah. And they almost always defer now. So
I think you should do it. And then Declan has Aaron Rodgers reporting to the Packers for OTAs or training camp. Well, OTAs are over.
Yep.
Mini camp is over. Are you confident he's going to report to training camp?
I still think the dude shows up, even if it's just for a formality or something. But yes, there will be some report that he shows up.
Okay.
He shows up.
I don't think he's going to. I think I literally think he's like the one guy in America that would forego $35 million just out of spite and out of vindictiveness. Mm-hmm. He's rich.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see it.
All right, so Judd maintains his 38% completion percentage lead over Declan at 34%, me at 29%, and listeners at 27%. I have 5 touchdown passes, however. Listeners have 1, and you 2 knuckleheads have 0 on the season.
I might try and change that once the season starts.
Yeah, then I'm going
to start throwing the ball
day.
Down the field.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get our guy in here. Aaron is our guest listener predictor today on Write That Down. Aaron, are you ready?
I was born ready.
I like the confidence.
Aaron's What's your Write That Down quarterback style here? Right. Are you shotgun? Are you conservative? Checking down? What are you bringing to the table here?
I think my first prediction will be a Dalvin Cook 4-yard gain on 2nd and 10. I'm going to take the ball deep, take the top off the defense.
Oh, I love that.
Straight
line.
Catch.
Yes. Love it. Love taking the top off that defense. Yeah. Love it. All right. So these Write That Down predictions, boys, are presented by our friends at the 3M Open. All right. So we're taking shots down the field here. Those golfers going to be taking shots down the fairway, and Declan's just going to be taking shots at the 3M Open, most likely. Fans are absolutely welcome. Come on out, get loud, bring your gear, enjoy a beverage or two, and do it between July 19th and the 25th at TPC Twin Cities. Tickets available at 3mopen.com/tickets. It's time to be a fan. 3mopen.com/tickets. All right, boys.
Write this down.
We'll start with Aaron, and then we'll go Judd, Declan, and then back to me. 3 trips around the room. They must be quantifiable. Aaron, the first snap is yours.
Write this down.
All right, write this down. Dalvin Cook will score the first touchdown of the year for the Minnesota Vikings of 2021.
Okay. Would he be, like, if Vegas had odds for that, and I'm sure they do, like, he'd probably be the odds on favorite, right?
Yes, I would bet he's the favorite.
Yeah, that's my check down, man. That's who I would go with.
Okay. Zim will be very happy if your prediction comes true, Aaron.
Or the defense scores first. Then he'd be really happy.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Sheldon Richardson scoops a fumble or something.
Big man touchdown. All right. The Vikings will move on from Greg Joseph at some point this season, and that includes training camp, Declan.
Okay.
So
Judd is actually meta-stealing some of my predictions right now that we'll get to.
It's pretty hilarious because I have 3 Greg Joseph predictions that I'll write that down this week.
Do you really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so yeah, Vikings kicker Greg Joseph at some point from the start of training camp on will be moved on from because I'm not sure he's going to make it out of training camp.
So you, was there a deadline on the back end of this? Just sometime during the season?
Some point this season.
Yeah, so if we get to the end of the regular – or if we get to the end of the season and he's the kicker, it's wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Got you. Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, Dex.
All right, my first of three Greg Joseph predictions. Greg Joseph will miss his first field goal in the preseason. Greg Joseph will miss his first field goal in the preseason.
You guys, this is why Minnesota's
field goal.
What's that? I'm sorry.
To be clear, I said not PAT, but field goal.
Field goal. He will miss his first field goal of the preseason.
Okay.
This is why Minnesota sports teams can't get over the hump because of all of this built-in negative energy that guys like you, Judd and Declan, bring to the table.
Just write it down. You like
just wait. The other two predictions
down.
are better though. You'll see. You'll see.
Write this down. Greg Joseph will miss at least two extra points in the in preseason, and I'll say week one. So preseason and week one, he will miss at least two extra points in that time period.
Okay. Zimmer. Got it.
This is an exorcism. We're just getting all this out of our systems. Yep. Okay. Like this is.
Write this down.
It's therapeutic. All right. Back to Aaron, your second prediction.
All right. For my second prediction, I'm doing a trifecta.
Nice.
I got, dude. Love it.
I got Kirk will throw for 4,000 yards or more. Adam Thielen will have 10 receiving touchdowns or more. And Justin Jefferson will have 1,200 or more receiving yards.
What I like about Aaron's style here is he's watched enough episodes of Write That Down to add the or more on the back of those numbers. There have been many, many failed predictions that didn't add the or more. And listen, all we can do is sit here and whatever the prediction is, it is. But you've clearly done your homework here. You've come in prepared and you've given yourself some leeway on the back end.
Maybe not quite as prepared as that law student from last week, but
no one is, including us. Don't worry about that.
By the way, so Judd stereotyping and just taking an unwarranted shot saying, oh, it looks like Chase grew up in Edina with a silver spoon in his mouth. No, I believe Chase is the first guy from his family to ever even attend college.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah,
he had a much different upbringing than stereotyping Judd thought, and he was an awesome guest predictor,
and he lost his home in Arizona like at a 9-year-old. Like I don't know how he lost the home, but like was not anything close to being a Edina kid.
Yeah, he didn't live the life of privilege that Judd thought that he lived.
I should feel really bad about this, but somehow I didn't.
I'm shocked on that. Heartless Judd. I'm not even.
That's because you're the sociopath of this.
Yes, you really are though.
Thank you.
All right, we're back to Judd here.
Patrick Peterson will have the Vikings' first interception of the regular season.
Okay.
Patrick Peterson will have the Vikings' first interception, but regular season.
Okay.
Pat
Just don't want to get any preseason confusion here.
A little Pat P.
Okay.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Index.
Okay. To go the complete opposite of my first prediction, but sticking on the theme of Greg Joseph. Greg Joseph will make his first six consecutive field goals in the regular season. So he will miss that preseason.
He's going to miss one in the preseason.
He's going to have the pressure on him, and then the regular season will start, and he will make his first six field goals of the regular season.
I don't like your odds being right on that one. I love your first pick.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to stay with the Greg Joseph predictions, too, here.
Yes, write that down.
Judd Zulgad, who writes wonderful pieces for ScoreNorth.com and the ScoreNorth app, at some point between now and kickoff of week 7 in the Vikings season, Judd will call for a new kicker or for the Vikings to at least bring in kickers to work out. At the very least, he will call for on ScoreNorth.com by kickoff of week 7, the Vikings to bring in new kickers to work out. And if he and I just want to make it clear, if he calls outright for a new kicker, I get the point. So anything that goes above and beyond, like kickers coming in to work out.
If I write a kicker column, you're going to be proven right, I think.
Okay.
Because, like, I'm not going to write Greg Joseph is great.
You're not going to give him credit if he starts 11 for 11 from 50 yards?
Not in writing, no.
Do your job.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, back to Declan here.
No,
Aaron. I'm sorry. Back to Aaron. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. My last one here. So I'm a big Hawkeye fan, so I like Amir Smith-Marset, who's very underutilized at the University of Iowa. So I'm going to go with one for him. I am going to say that he will have at least 500 yards receiving and five total touchdowns. And I say total touchdowns because at Iowa, he had kick return touchdowns and rushing touchdowns. So five total touchdowns.
Aaron, are you suggesting that Iowa sometimes underutilizes NFL caliber weapons in the passing game?
No. Look at the quarterback play. That's why Nate Stanley is still on the practice squad.
This is true.
Love it. All right, Aaron, bring in some great predictions. Since you've got this platform here, this life-changing moment for you right now, Aaron, is there anyone in your life you would like to thank that brought you to this point?
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for your good content. Watch you every day. Probably should thank my girlfriend for putting up with listening to you guys every day on multiple screens at multiple times of the day. So thank her for putting up with my Vikings fandom. You know how we all are. So gotta appreciate that she lets me do what I do. So,
all right. Thank you to Aaron's girlfriend for tolerating all of this nonsense on a daily basis.
Yeah. Thanks all right, a lot, dude. Guys.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks, Aaron. On. I'm sure again, at some point, three nice little predictions.
Write this down
from him. All right, Judd, back to you.
All right, my last one. Mike Zimmer will lose his first coach's challenge of the season. So he will
regular season?
Does yes,
do they allow challenges in the preseason?
I hope to God
they
don't.
I don't think they do.
They shouldn't if they do, but yeah, of the regular season. So he's going to see a play, overreact, throw the flag, and then it's going to be very clear he's wrong.
Okay. I love it. What's I suppose we could look this up. I think it's available on Pro Football Reference. But Mike Zimmer compared to Mike Tice as a challenge flag guy.
Yeah, I'm sure
you can
find it.
I think Mike Tice was really bad, right? Because he would just throw it on emotion. If he didn't like the result of a play, he would just
throw it. But Zimmer's pretty impulsive too at times, so it's probably fairly close.
Okay,
write it down. You like writing things down.
All right, Declan, your final prediction.
All right, my final Greg Joseph one. Greg Joseph. We'll make a game-winning field goal in the playoffs for the Vikings.
Oh, wow.
Actually, wow. Greg Joseph will make a game-winning field goal in the playoffs for the Vikings.
Wow. Okay, how are we? We might have to define this a little bit when you say game-winning.
So,
if he kicks the go-ahead field goal in the third quarter and the score doesn't change?
Correct.
So any go-ahead field goal in the score holds or fourth quarter?
Yes. So If the Vikes are tied or trailing and Greg Joseph's field goal puts them up for good for the duration of the game, that's a game-winning field goal. Am I right there? Is that correct?
If they win 3-0 and he kicks a field goal on the first drive, you get the point.
I would win.
Then he's saying he gets the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's not saying a late field goal. He's just saying any field goal that puts them ahead.
Yep.
Okay.
Just stay.
Okay.
Write that down.
That's I'm fine with that. I'm disappointed because things going way too well, but whatever, dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of with Declan on the Greg Joseph prediction train here. So I'm going to make a third Greg Joseph prediction. I've got Judd calling for a new kicker. I've got Greg Joseph missing a couple extra points early. But ultimately, I think Mike Zimmer is going to show patience. I think he's going to show some self-awareness. And I will say Greg Joseph will remain the team's starting kicker, barring injury, for the entire season. So if injury knocks him out and somebody else comes in, then I guess this is a wash. But I'm saying he will remain the Vikings' starting kicker throughout the entire regular season.
This is awesome.
Write that down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Greg Joseph predictions on this week's episode. Write that down.
Didn't Judd make a Greg Joseph prediction?
Yeah.
Seven then. Because I made three.
Yeah, if it's three,
three. Yeah, math. Yep.
Look at that. Amazing. And those are your write that down predictions here for this week. And again, if you want to be part, if you want to be like Aaron and you want to jump in, send us a message, send Dex a message through the Score North app, the feedback section. Those predictions also powered by Federated. Looks like you guys might need some insurance on those zeros on the touchdown section of the of the standings, all right? Maybe Federated can help. Maybe Federated can help you maximize your write that down prediction business.
Wow.
There's a full list of industries that Federated protects on their website, federatedinsurance.com, and you can rest easy knowing that they are obsessively thinking about how your business can stay safe and avoid various risks and pitfalls. So check them out, federatedinsurance.com, and remember, at Federated, It's our business to protect yours.
Oh my gosh, who lives in that cabin? What's wrong with their lakeshore? Look at all those weeds. Ugh, that is the worst cabin on the lake.
Don't be such a busybody.
Excuse me?
They must not know about Aquaside.
Is that what we use?
Yep, just one application of Aquaside each spring keeps our lakeshore weed free.
Shh!
Don't be that cabin this summer on your lake. Eliminate lake weeds this summer with Aquaside pellets.
I should tell them about Aquaside.
Oh, now who's the busybody?
Call 1-800-328-9350 or go to aquaside.com.
Boys, I'm going to spring a new segment on you right now here. I haven't even told Judd about this. Floated this by Declan. Random Viking of the Week.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to run this through my random Viking player generator here, okay?
Boop, you like that? Boop, boop. You like that?
And this week's random Viking of the Week is, can I get a drum roll from all of you?
Drum roll.
Okay.
Go with the tongue.
Former starting running back Michael Bennett, 2001 first-round pick out of the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
A 1,200-yard rusher for the Vikings and a Pro Bowler
in
2002. Had some injury issues and then really was never the same guy as he was in 2002. Michael Bennett is your random Viking of the Week. Judd, do you have any stories covering Michael Bennett?
Oh, absolutely.
In his heyday.
So one of the injuries that he suffered was actually an off-season training injury, if I'm not mistaken. It was during the summer when Michael Bennett broke a bone in his foot, like in his heel, I think it was, when running on a treadmill. Never heard of that one before. Like he got hurt. Like you would think that you would get hurt running in a game, or maybe, you know, I'm going for a jog and you land wrong. But I think he actually broke a bone in his foot running on a treadmill, which turned out to be a pretty big deal for him. But that's not the best story. The best story is the Love Boat story, because this is my all time favorite, because it summarizes Michael Bennett's career perfectly. The legend is that as the boats, what's the word I'm looking for? Undocked, as they took
set sail.
I don't know what the proper nautical term is, but as they took off from Al and Alma's, right at that moment, Michael Bennett, I'm not joking here, I was told this, pulled up in his car and like tried to flag him down.
Oh, he was late.
Michael Bennett, this is the perfect summary of this man's career, literally missed the boat.
He was...
That's awesome.
He literally missed
the boat. He was late to the Love Boat party.
He was late to the Love Boat party, and they set sail without him. And my understanding is he was left on shore as the boats disappeared for the, I guess we could call it, 3-hour cruise.
I'm envisioning him like sprinting off the end of the dock and diving in and swimming over toward the boat.
Like I could easily have seen him trying to flag down. No, don't go. Come on, Freddie. Smoody, get that thing back here.
Do you think based on what happened on that boat and all the fallout, do you think he's happy that he missed all of the festivities and didn't have to deal with it? Or do you think he's jealous?
I think he's jealous. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy who would have been like, oh, man, dodged a bullet there. He strikes me as the type of guy who's like, I should have been on that boat. Well, you know, that's the great Moss line. When Moss came back in 2010 and did his presser and basically just started talking and didn't let people ask questions, his last words were, y'all lucky I wasn't on that boat.
It's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean? You guys are lucky I wasn't on that boat.
I think the NFL knows what Randy Moss does.
Like, what was he going to do on the boat that was – don't answer that.
Yeah,
so Bennett was the guy – and Bennett was essentially the key guy, right, between Robert Smith retiring and Peterson being drafted.
Yeah, well, it was
– I mean, like Mo Williams and stuff, but though I wouldn't
– and don't
that.
Forget about the steal of the draft, Ontario Smith. I mean, whole era – so Robert Smith retired like 2000 or 2001 – and Michael Bennett came in as a rookie in 2001. I think 2000 might have been Robert Smith's last year. And so from like 2001 until they drafted – well, until they signed Chester Taylor in 2006, because he was the bell cow in 2006.
That's right.
They had a 4-year run of Michael Bennett, Mo Williams, Ontario Smith, and there might have been somebody else I'm forgetting in that mix.
And
it was just kind of a mix-and-match job.
Ontario Smith got suspended for the entire year. Was it 2005 season?
Was it the whole year?
Yeah, he got suspended for the whole year. Well, he'd been suspended previously because there's the great story about Sid talking to him in the locker room one time and saying something along the lines of, You're not going to smoke that stuff no more, right? You're not going to smoke that stuff. And he said, no, sir, I'm not going to. And then, of course, he got busted.
Yeah. I have two early, like, Phil Mackey as an intern in media for the first time stories about Michael Bennett. They're very brief, but they're more anecdotes. I was an intern for KFAN in 2005, and I don't remember if this was before or after Love Boat. I think it was before Love Boat, before the bye week. But part of my job was to go in and just hold a microphone in front of players' faces that had a KFAN logo on it so that if the microphone got picked up on TV, there would be some yep. brand exposure. I never really asked any questions because I didn't know what I was doing. I was like 19 years old.
Right.
And so I was like the least – I was so inconspicuous. Like I wasn't writing anything. I didn't have a show. I was just an intern with a microphone there to capture players saying things to clusters of reporters, right? And I walked up, and I think there was like two reporters talking to Michael and a camera, and I just put my microphone up there, and he stops everything. And he looks at me, and he goes, "K-Fan, I don't talk to K-Fan." And turns his back on everybody else, and they all look at me like – and by the way –
what did happen?
2005, Michael Bennett wasn't exactly lighting the NFL on fire.
No,
so I think those media outlets were going to be fine. But I don't know. Somebody must have said something, one of the hosts, that irritated him or had criticized him. And then my other Michael Bennett memory is he would, in the early days when those big, like, bright-colored Hummers were sort of new, right? They were, like, athletes were always buying Hummers in, yes. like, the early 2000s. And he had a bright blue Hummer that he would park outside Bellinote across from Target Center. And he would just sit out there with his buddies, like, literally just hanging out. And fans would walk by, and he would do – I think he would go to Timberwolves games, and then he would just park outside. And, like, I don't know if he was, like, looking for dates or what. But that was Michael Bennett, man. Good little five-year run with the Vikings.
The Bellinote crew was Bennett. Oluwakandi was there, right?
Oluwakandi would be at Bellinote before the clock ran out in the yes. fourth quarter, like just yes. across the street.
That was the hip happening place for those guys to be for a while, though.
Where was that?
It's I think it wasn't it where
Kieran's is now.
Kieran's oh, okay. is across from Target Center.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
But yeah. I mean, it was the place to go for a while. So,
yep. Hey, what did you guys think? So, Mary Kay Cabot, I believe, from Cleveland Plain Dealer, reported late last week. Sheldon Richardson apparently turned down more money to go back to the Browns, who are one of the better teams in the NFL, to come play for Mike Zimmer's defense in a backup role with the Vikings. Was that just a case of he turned down money that he thought was going to, like, he thought there would be more money from some other team and got lost in a bidding war that he thought existed but didn't? Or do you think he just really wanted to play for Mike Zimmer and the Vikings regardless?
I think she also wrote in that story that he was – so he was let go in a Riley Reiff type move of yeah. we can't pay you. We have to create room. And then they offered him a contract to come back, and he's like, no, thanks. I think once they let him go, I think there was a pride factor there. Because, I mean, Reiff definitely could have come back here yeah. for less, but probably a pretty decent payday. But he said no. So I think – I don't think it was the Vikings that that pried him away from Cleveland. I think it was more I'll go find a job with a team and take less, then come back and play for you after you cut my pay. And I mean, he might have been right because he had a pretty good year. So
yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
Not like he's cooked.
Yeah, I think that type of thing. There's so many moves like that every year in the NFL where, like, you think you might be able to get a guy back, but he'd literally rather go play anywhere else. I mean, Peterson was kind of like that too. It's like he'd literally rather just go take $2 million and stick it to the Vikings than take $5 million and stay.
Like Reiff, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Riley Reef's going to play right tackle now for the Bengals. So yeah. It's not like he got – and they might be good. I don't know. But the point is he's going to switch positions and play a less valuable position, and I think it's because he was – you know, probably rightfully so, ticked off that the Vikings, in his mind, screwed him twice.
Yeah. It does kind of feel, though, like, you know, not that this is the Los Angeles Lakers in terms of being a destination for top stars, but with the Wild and with the Vikings, those franchises, despite the cold weather and whatever, like, they are more attractive destinations. Players will come here, right? I mean, even like Kirk Cousins signing here. And
yes.
This is going to sound ridiculous, but back in the day, Bernard Berrien was a huge deal at the time and
well,
chose
like
to come play in Minnesota.
And Hutchinson.
Yep.
You know, back then. You're right.
Yeah. So it is, and what Zimmer's putting together here, Pat Pete chose to play here. Now, maybe the Vikings offered some, maybe they offered a couple million dollars more or something, but Pat Pete said, yep, I want to go play there. Sheldon Richardson said, yep, I want to come back there. I want to play for those position coaches and for Mike Zimmer. So, you know, again, is it the Jerry Buss, like Showtime Lakers, everyone wants to play here? No. But is it a destination that that free agent defensive players are intrigued by? Yeah, it definitely has become that.
Yeah, and I mean, the Vikings have a lot going for them too, especially now. You got a new stadium, new practice facility, which is absolutely state-of-the-art and outstanding. And the great thing about football's the ultimate I don't have to live there sport. Like, you don't have to live here. You can guys fly to different places on the off day and do things. So, and, you know, in the big picture of things, when winter is truly hitting, your season comes to a conclusion for the most part. So I think football is one sport where you really don't worry about being stuck in that town per se, where basketball, you're sort of stuck, right? I mean, you're there all winter, and if you don't like the town, it's probably a little bit more of a pain in the ass. I think football is the one where you're like, okay, I'll rent a small jet and go somewhere.
Yeah, and it's an indoor stadium. You know, yeah. I'd rather play in Minnesota than Green Bay, certainly. Like, it's a better city, and you don't have to be playing in 18-degree weather for the last month and a half of the season.
Correct.
Yeah. So, by the way, some upcoming things we're going to get to in future episodes of Purple Daily. Some great data on Mike Zimmer versus winning teams that we need to break down, and also Kirk Cousins against winning teams. And also, Doogie last week, our buddy from the Scoop podcast and Mackie and Judd, he thinks Harrison Smith and Brian O'Neill could be next up for contract extensions.
Yep.
And so I think we could go through, we now that the Vikings have formed their roster, we can start to look at, all right, what does this all look like, and who should they plan for to be around even beyond 2021? So we'll get into some of those things as well. But thanks for hanging out with us on Purple Daily. Daily Vikings entertainment with the mission of wanting the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we all die. We'll see you guys tomorrow on the show.